Each year, the WMC Foundation holds a golf tournament to raise money, and the centerpiece of the post-tournament lunch?
Well, we requested a boob cake.
It's always been a boob cake.
I know it always has. It's always a boob cake.
But the foundation does more than raise money to fight breast cancer. The busty dessert is a carryover from its original focus. Now, as board member Alinda White explains, that's shifted to helping people fighting cancer with their medical bills.
That can be hotels, taxis, airfare, ferry, any of the above.
Diana Knorr started volunteering with the organization while working as a nurse in Wrangell's community hospital. She's now on the board and says she's seen firsthand how traveling is an added strain for cancer patients.
And I had a lot of dealings with people who have had cancer, and so I have a lot of love and empathy towards their plight and how much those incidental costs end up being.
WMC's Cancer Care Assistance Program has been a success in supporting southern southeast towns with populations of less than 5,000 people for the past 15 years, says WMC Foundation board member Janet Buness.
Since the cancer care assistance began, we've had 160 requests for assistance from people, and we've put out more than $117,000.
The application for reimbursement from the WMC Foundation for cancer care-related costs is just one page, up to $1,200 per person each year. Patty Gilbert is a Wrangell Borough Assembly member and WMC Foundation board member. She says the foundation started in connection with Wrangell's former community hospital.
All the board members are closely related to our former community hospital. They've either, they're personally related to the hospital or have worked in the hospital.
And it doesn't just fund cancer care reimbursements. The foundation also holds other fundraisers for local scholarships for students, which provide two students each year with up to $4,000 over their 4 years of university. One of the main ways the WMC Foundation raises money for cancer care assistance, though, is its annual golf tournament. It's coming up this weekend. Board member Chris Ellis says Saturday is a women's tournament with a few twists.
It is fun and it will be frolic, and it's designed so that it will welcome people who don't play golf. The real tournament is Sunday, so if you want to play a real golf game, that's Sunday, but Saturday is for fun.
Gilbert says she expects this year's rally to be more wacky than ever.
Last year, of course, we canceled because of COVID, but we thought, good gravy, we need a golf pro to kind of design the course. And we always called it fun and frolic. Well, after Chris got through with it, I think it's more like fright and frustration, because it's going to be an obstacle course that these women are going to have to try to muster through.
But the point, Gilbert says, is to do it together and have fun raising money to help fellow Southeast residents.
We don't care if you have four people on your team, two people, or seven people. The objective is just to have fun.
When the tournament last ran in 2019, it raised over $7,000 for the foundation. This year, the board has set a goal of $10,000. In addition to Saturday's rally and Sunday's more traditional golf tournament, there will be a silent auction, door prizes, homemade breakfasts and lunches, and of course, its breast cancer awareness boob cake. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.